Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
Mahoney, you and I both know the truth. It is difficult in this day and age. Even though people are more connected than ever, it is still a challenge to find that special someone. And sometimes you have a brief encounter with an individual out in the wild, and you want more, but you didn't seize the opportunity. You didn't exchange numbers. Maybe it was just a glance, but you felt like there was something special there. And so what do? Dave. You go to Craigslist and you post about it.
Because most of these people are old and think that people still use Craigslist for missed connections.
Yeah, and then others are just out there fishing, seeing if they can get anyone to nibble. But some of these are very specific. So this one is entitled, Dude Playing Rap Music on His Phone.
Hell yeah.
Tonight you were walking home playing rap music on your phone. You had on a backpack, and you were wearing a black tank top. We passed each other, said hey, and I was walking my dog. I think we live in the same apartments, but I'm not sure. I don't really know a lot about this, but I think you're hot AF. And I'd love to go to, oh my goodness, I cannot read that on the radio. I would love something about going downtown, if you will, and doing other things. No reciprocation needed.
Oh.
Contact me if this is you, and tell me what I looked like and what I was wearing.
A not selfish lover. We love to see.
I mean, I want to do that to you and no reciprocation needed.
Wow.
Neat.
What the heck? Can I get this number?
Right? Am I? You want to swing on through and do a stadium tour here? This would be great.
Am I the only one who thinks that when they say, like, no reciprocation needed, it means they're just butt-ass ugly?
Yeah.
And this is not what you...
That's fine.
It's like, you know...
We'll turn off the lights.
Yep.
Click.
Your mouth ain't ugly.
Also, why do I feel like this is an older white guy? Because, like, you were listening to the rap.
You were listening to the hippity hop.
But also, I'm just glad that this was not, you weren't loudly listening to music in a public space.
Yeah.
That is, you know, like, get some damn earphones. This Bluetooth's not going to give you cancer.
This next one is yoga instructor. We spent some time several years ago. You wanted to change your name to Ivy. You were, like, hot yoga. We went to the human body exhibit. You drove a Honda with a smashed front end because the driveway to your house was too steep.
Oh, she sounds like a... Oh, God.
Maniac, but wait, a maniac.
There's more. I quit smoking. You enjoy hot baths and bong rips. Would love to reconnect and meet up for a drink sometime.
What in the hippie is that?
I bet this chick is super hot.
Super hot.
Super hot.
Hot yoga instructor with a smashed up car.
Busted Honda. You were definitely like...
Well, you know your driveway's steep and you're still like, I'm getting in there.
Maniac.
Oh, totally. I bet that was the best...
Bumper hanging off, just dragging on the ground while she's
expired,
driving.
Expired registration.
By 2 years.
Listen, Ivy. Ivy, quit with the bong grips and taking
no.
a... No.
Where are you, Ivy?
Don't you get your life together.
Please Ivy. Tell me you have an OnlyFans,
hit
Ivy.
Hit me up. I'll be walking around your house playing rap music on my speakerphone.
Dude, I swear that is the most duh I do yoga name ever, though. Like, Ivy. Next would be, like, Hazel.
Yeah, Ian said busted Honda hot. You know.
We've all been there, and we all remember.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, you got to put that parking brake on. Otherwise, it's going to roll down the hill, girl.
Oh, my God. You get smashed from the end then. Oh, poor Ivy.
Yeah, already smashed up that front end. What about that back end, girl?
She's got a studio apartment with no couch.
Yeah, just a yoga mat on the floor, and that's all you need.
And maybe one of those, the dividers, the room dividers.
She's got an air mattress that's low on air. ponytail guy at Walmart. To the gentleman I keep seeing at Walmart with the long braided dark brown hair, I've seen you about 3 times now. I want you. I'm the young lady you see smiling at you. Next time you see me, please pursue.
No, this is definitely...
This guy wrote this to himself.
100% wrote this about himself.
This guy wrote this to himself.
He's trying to make low ponies. I mean, honestly, guys.
He's trying to make somebody else jealous.
There is nothing sexy about a low pony.
Not even a low pony, a braided low pony.
How colonial. Good
What
Lord.
Are you, in the Patriot? Like,
he's
what
like
are you
in
doing?
He's the Whig era. Come here, Judge.
Are
like, I mean, really, that
you
is
an
like
extra
judicial.
In a Mel Gibson movie? Like, what's happening?
Yes. Just put a little ribbon in there. Ugh.
He is Steven Seagal's current body double.
Vladimir Putin.